Hello and welcome to Down the Rabbit Hole. It's me and Brogan again.
This week we're trying coffee shops.
In the Ville, because we don't want to drive all over town. Mm-hmm. But also, I just moved and have no idea where my microphone is or really anything else is. So, we're on a phone.
what you get this week.
Yeah.
We're also recording in public. Background noise, and also we're gonna be real quiet.
Yeah. But today we're gonna try 4 different oat milk vanilla lattes from 4 different shops. So first we're at Blue Stem. I think it's really good.
I love Blue Stem. I've always loved Blue Stem.
Me too. But I feel like their flavors are very good. Oat milk is good.
They've got a long list of flavors.
And their espresso is good.
Their espresso is very good. What were you grading on? Taste of the coffee, environment.
Oh, yeah. I like the environment. It's got an outdoor seating and an indoor seating. Mm-hmm. They're all different ages.
I like the environment in the summer a lot more than I like it in the winter or, like, school year.
Yeah.
Because so many people come to Blue Stem in the school year. And then it's impossible to find a table, and you just have to stand there.
Yeah, and sometimes it's kind of stressful because everybody's in there cramming and doing homework, and you're just kind of like, ooh.
Also, you always see somebody that you know at Blue Stem, and sometimes that's fine.
Oh, yeah. It just depends on who it is.
Yeah. Like, we just ran into Jordan, and I love Jordan. There are some people that I don't want to run into.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I thought for a second you said, that's you, and then I was like, okay. But then I was like, wait a minute, I sneezed, and she said, bless you.
That's you.
If Brogan didn't want to see me, she would be with me, so, yeah.
Yeah, there are some people that I don't want to see when I go to Blue Stem, and it's Hannah. Only Hannah.
Yeah. But, I don't know, I think it's a good environment, good coffee.
They're also really fast at getting the stuff. Like, they're slammed, they're fast. Yes. Which I like. And they always have nice people working.
Oh, and I know you were going to talk about the dairy-free options.
Oh, yeah. They have a lot of dairy-free options. I really like... I can't drink dairy, but, like, if it's baked into something, it's fine because I'm not actually lactose intolerant. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if I drink regular milk, though, I just feel like I'm going to die. It's casual.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But they have... oat milk, they have almond milk, and I think somebody else said that they have, like...
don't they have soy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never gotten soy because I don't like it.
Well, that scares me, too.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that that's not good for women to drink a lot of soy.
Well, all right.
But I don't know who told me that, and I can't remember their credibility, so we'll see.
But I like oat milk, and I prefer oat milk, but if I can get... like, if I have to get almond milk, I will, and it's always really good. Some places... like, their lattes, if they're made with milk substitutes, they're just, like...
trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Blue Stem does well with their milk substitutes.
Well, and I think their espresso complements the milk substitute, too.
It's true. You're right.
And I know I was going to talk about gluten-free things.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have a lot of pastries that are gluten-free, but they have, like, mac and cheese, and they have the zucchini noodles, and I got that once, and honestly, they weren't bad, but I couldn't get over the texture, and it was right when I was going gluten-free, so I was kind of like, ugh,
yeah.
I don't like this,
we're destined to hate it.
Yeah, but honestly, it didn't taste much different. Like, it tasted like mac and cheese.
Nice.
I just, it was still the texture.
Right.
I feel like now if I got them, I'd be fine, because honestly, everything gluten-free has a different texture, so I've kind of gotten over my texture thing, but...
Well, and they have gluten-free pastries on Mondays and Fridays, but they sell out really fast.
Oh, I'm sure. I didn't know that.
Well, I had to learn it because Anna was gluten-free, and we lived together freshman year, or is gluten-free, and we lived together freshman year.
Monday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll have to come back.
Half-price pastries after 8, which is my favorite thing.
I'm sure you're not going to find gluten-free ones, though.
Probably not, but it's my favorite thing. If I'm in Aggieville after 8, I always come to Blue Stem.
Yeah.
I don't think they're open. They used to be open until, like, 10, but I don't think they're open that late anymore because they closed for COVID and also for summer.
Yeah. No, I do like that they change their hours for summer and for the school year, because mm-hmm. during the summer that would be easier to close earlier, but during the school year they keep it late because people do come here to study.
Yep. Lots of college students love Blue STEM.
Honestly, I 10 out of 10 recommend, but also, if we're giving it a real rating, I don't know yet. What am I comparing it to?
We can rate them all, like, at the very end after we try them all.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Well, we'll see y'all soon at our next stop at Public Hall, or Blue STEM, Dusty, or Rodinus. We'll see. We're going to figure that out. Okay, so, we went to...
Dusty Bookshelf. Oh, also, Rodinus is under construction, so we will not be going there.
Yeah. Honestly, no offense, but Rodinus isn't worth driving across town for. So,
yeah,
we're just not going to go.
Their pastries are good. I like their muffins and some of their pastries. I don't like their coffee because to me it always tastes burnt.
It's burnt. You even smell it. It's burnt. But that's okay. Props to them. Good family business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we went to the Dusty Bookshelf, and it opened at 9, and it's about 9:30, so mm-hmm. there was no one but the worker in there, and he kind of didn't seem happy that we were in there, if I'm gonna be honest, because I ordered, and he was like, and I said, do you have oat milk? And he goes, yeah. And I said, okay, we'll do an oat milk latte iced with vanilla. And then I went to hand him my card, and he goes, there's a chip reader right there. And I go, okay.
He just didn't really want to be there this morning, I guess.
Yeah, no, he really didn't want to be there. But I really like Dusky Bookshelf more during, like, the school year than the summer.
I have always loved the environment. I grew up going to the Dusty Bookshelf, like, before it burnt down with my mom.
Yeah.
And so it's always been one of my favorite places. I love how it smells in there because it smells like books.
Yeah.
I love how... it looks so pretty in there. There's so many books and there's so many colors. It's my favorite environment by far.
I will say I didn't like being in there alone, but I really like when other people are in there and when you're studying.
Yeah.
And like it's not too loud. Like sometimes Blue STEM will get loud.
That's true.
And like you just, everybody's yelling over each other because it's loud. But I feel like Dusty is never really loud.
Mm-hmm.
It's always quiet. You can always have a conversation in there. And I like how they redesigned it.
I do too. I like that there's like bookshelves blocking off. So there's, it's not like lines of bookshelves. Mm-hmm. And I really like that.
Yeah, they're kind of like a maze.
Abstract. Yeah. And I really like how you can go back in between two shelves. They're like L-shaped shelves, and they set them up so it's kind of like a square.
Yeah, so you're like secluded in a square of books.
Yes, and I really like that because sometimes I will take a book and I will sit, like I'll find a book in the little mm-hmm. square and I'll just sit in there, and then somebody comes around the corner and it's like, oh, hi. And I'm just sitting there and I'm reading my book and nobody knew I was back there, and it's very relaxing in the little corner of books.
Yes, for sure.
And they have a really good cookbook selection. And I hate cooking, but I like to read cookbooks.
There you go. There you go. Their coffee.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, they put a lot of vanilla, which I guess is good. So if you like sweet lattes,
mm-hmm.
Dusty is definitely for you. But I feel like I can't even taste the espresso in it.
Yeah,
it definitely... it almost tastes like vanilla almond milk.
Yeah. Yep. It's good if you like sweet things. I'm not a big sweet coffee person.
No, we've been drinking sweet coffee for too long, so we're on to the more bitter.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm still a wimp and could not drink black coffee, but like...
See, I occasionally do drink black coffee.
But this is too sweet. I don't do lattes much because there are a lot of milk.
There are a lot of milk. Yes. But they have oat milk. I haven't had any of their food. I think they have cookies.
They have cookies, and that looks like it's almost it. Like, uh-huh. They have a cooler with soda and fruit, which is good, but it's all, like, pre-packaged, and it doesn't look appealing.
So they're definitely a bookstore. They're not a coffee shop.
Yes, but they're trying to, like, market as a coffee shop a little bit more now.
Yeah, so they don't have very many food options.
Yeah.
But...
not bad for what it is.
No, the environment is my favorite by far.
Yes.
The coffee is just not my favorite.
Yeah, no. Hopefully they'll get better.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just did their remodel.
Yeah.
It's been like a year, I think.
I think it's been over a year because they finished before COVID.
Oh, so it's been over a year. I still feel like that's more than, like, less time than you need to perfect your coffee, though.
That's true.
So.
Also, I think that they don't have very many people working there.
No.
Like, there was one guy in there this morning. I get it, it's Sunday and it's early.
Yeah.
But there's one guy working.
Yeah. Overall, not bad. Okay.
All right.
So.
Is that going to be too loud?
Maybe.
Okay, it's just my air conditioning.
Oh, shoot. Okay, we went to Public Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan that they had plastic water cups, so Brogan and I could pour half of her drink into my water cup.
Yes, and that way we don't have to drink out of the same cup with two straws.
The same way we've been doing for all of them.
Yep.
I like their environment. Because I feel like they have multiple environments in one place. Oh, Brogan just saw a hot guy.
He's good looking. Look at him. He was in Blue Stem.
I just see the back of him.
That's enough.
Was he the guy with all the tattoos?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked like one of the principals at our high school.
God, don't say that. That's weird.
He was the principal underneath our grade.
I don't know, but I don't
want to... Mr. Witchman.
You think that guy looks like...
No, wrong guy then. I know Parker was, like, in love with him.
Anyway. Hot guy that apparently looks like... that. I'm never going to be able to unsee that now. That makes me uncomfortable, Hannah.
Yeah, I'll find him later and you'll go, oh, yeah. It was the youngest one.
That doesn't make it better.
No, it doesn't, but still, he looks like him.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Public Hall was good.
Anyway, I like their outdoor
options
the best. They've got a ping pong table and they have like these chess tables.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of outdoor things.
And they're like picnic benches under an awning, mm-hmm. so you're not always in the sun and
yeah. I like their outdoor options the best. They also have a lot of events.
They do.
There.
And
which I think is cool.
Apparently attached to a yoga center.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
I think they're owned by the same people.
Oh, that would make sense.
I might be lying. I could be dead wrong.
I like their indoor also because in the very front part, I feel like that's the part where people talk more.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the back, it's really quiet and mm-hmm. it's a very good study place. And something I noticed while we were in there is their bar has hooks underneath it so you can hang your purse.
Yep.
Bro, that's so cool.
Yeah. It's very cool. I like the environment of Public Hall. I don't like it as much as Dusty Bookshelf.
Yeah.
But I think, like, rankings of environment, I would put Dusty Bookshelf, Public Hall, and then Blue Stem.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like...
I like Blue Stem in the summer.
Yeah.
A lot.
I like Dusty during the school year, and I like Public Hall really whenever. I feel like it's kind of got like the, you know, the front loud, medium, and the middle mm-hmm. quiet, and the outside is like fun. And I feel like that's like what I like, because if I'm taking my homework there, I can go into the quieter area, do my homework,
actually,
and then
get stuff done.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But then when I need a break, one of my friends will be like, hey, let's go play ping pong.
Yeah.
And we go outside for a minute, and then we come right back in. It's nice, because I feel like there are multiple environments there in one.
They've got pastries as well, and I think I've seen on their Instagram that they have, like, breakfast sandwiches.
I think, yeah.
I didn't see a menu. They also have, like, drinks, like alcoholic
like
beverages.
Alcohol. And I know Blue Stem does, too, but they don't advertise it as hard.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Dusty does.
No.
But Blue Stem has a bar. Blue Stem has the most food.
Blue Stem definitely does. And I think they might have the most drink options too.
Yeah.
But they've also been here the longest.
That's true.
So Blue Stem is very developed here. Mm-hmm. But Public Hall has more than Dusty, which also makes sense because Dusty is primarily a bookstore. But I also like the look of Public Hall. the most.
Yeah, because it's very aesthetically pleasing.
It is. It's very modern, mm-hmm. and it's, I mean, it has the neon lights that say public hall, and, but it's not, like, an overwhelming, like, it's kind of like a mint green kind of color, I think. Was it? Or was it pink?
Where? What?
There was a sign that said public hall inside.
Oh, I have no idea. I was focused on not running into people.
Yeah. It, like, didn't take away from the aesthetic, kind of.
Yeah,
like,
that
it
makes
wasn't,
sense.
Like, a bar light. It was cute.
It's cute. I like their coffee best. I like Public Hall's coffee the best.
Yeah, I liked Blue Stems because this one, like, it's very oat milky, which is, I mean, obviously it's going to be, but, like, their oat milk's a little thick.
Yeah. See, I like a thicker coffee.
Yeah.
The Public Hall is the only place that I ever get hot coffee. Mm-hmm. In the winter, I get their brown sugar cinnamon,
which is so good.
Which is, oh my gosh, it's so good. I love brown sugar.
Me too.
As a flavor in pretty much anything.
Yeah.
So their brown, and it's the only drink I ever get hot.
It's so good. Yeah. I will get Blue Stems honey nougat latte.
Honey nougat.
I'll get their honey nougat latte a lot.
Yeah.
That's hot.
I've never actually had that.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
I'll try it.
But I also like Public Hall's vanilla because it's not too strong.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I think it's in the middle of sweetness because Dusty was the most sweet.
The sweetest, definitely. But Public Hall is a good medium between Dusty and Blue Stem.
Yeah. And Blue Stem's wasn't bitter.
No.
But you could taste the espresso. Right. And I like that. See, that's why I like their lattes, is because I like that.
Yeah.
They have a good espresso.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, it's not like you can't taste the espresso. It's just, it's sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely like, I don't know.
I like it.
I don't know if I like it best. I might change my mind.
I think they have a sweeter espresso than Blue Stem. Okay.
Sorry about that. Ran into somebody that I know. Shocking. In the parking lot. Not actually inside of a coffee shop. In the parking lot.
All three. Let's think.
Do we want to do, like, environment ratings and then coffee ratings?
Yeah, let's do that. So, okay. The actual place itself. Well, also, okay, so Dusty didn't have different summer hours. They are the same all year round.
That's true.
Is nice during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But during the school year, they're not open very late at all. So if you want to go there for a late night study,
or if you're a morning person like I am, they don't open till 9.
Yeah. They open at 9 and, like, close at 8, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of rough. And on the weekends, I think they close at, like, 6.
Yeah. They definitely have short hours.
And they do have short hours.
Which I guess is good for the people who are working there, but not great for everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, the prices were also the same at
everywhere.
All of them.
And usually, I think if you just get a normal one, it's cheapest at Public Hall until you add flavors and milk substitutes.
And oat milk, right.
Like,
if you just get a regular,
again, just plain latte.
Plain latte, it's like $3, I think.
Yeah, for a small.
For a small.
And then everywhere else, it's a little bit more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But
oat milk and flavors also jack up the price a little bit.
I think at Blue Stem, they flavors don't until you have, like, 2. I think you can do, like, 1 flavor.
Okay.
So they're a little bit more pricey, but they're also really good. So
yeah.
They make up for it. And then Public Hall has summer hours. And, dude, that place is open late.
Yeah.
That is the latest opened coffee shop around here. Because when me and my friends had late night studies that we needed to do, we would go to Public Hall because they're open the latest.
They definitely are open the latest. I never went to their late night study hours because I cannot stay up past 10.
Because
I'm an old woman. But I've heard really good things about, and I've heard that their environment just gets better late at night because people are just kind of all vibing together.
Yeah, you're all sitting there in, like, your sweatpants and, like, a messy bun, just kind of like, I gotta get my homework done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice because it's almost like It almost feels like a pajama party.
Love it.
Yeah. But environment-wise, I don't know. It depends. Let's do summer environment.
Okay. I think I said mine already, but like my basement. top summer environment, well, all-time environment top is dusty bookshelf because I'm a book gal.
Yeah.
And then summer blue stem. And then public call last, because my favorite thing about public call is the outside.
Yeah.
And it's too hot in the summer to go outside, even though they've got it covered.
Yeah.
It's just hot. So my top is dusty bookshelf, blue stem, and then public call third.
I think for summer, mine would be blue stem, because it's kind of less busy, but also still has like a homey environment.
Yeah.
And then public hall, because same, it's still kind of busy, and I'm not as big of a book gal. Mm-hmm. So my last would be Duxty Bookshelf, especially during the summer, because, like, there's not as many people in there.
Right.
And then during the school year, I do public hall, because I, very ADHD, need to have a quiet space, but then be able to escape that quiet space. So I like that one. And then I like Duxty, and then Blue Stem, because Blue Stem's just always packed during the school year.
That's true. I don't get out in the school year.
Yep, okay.
Because I work from 7 to 3, and then right after I go home and I take a nap, and then it's time for dinner.
Yeah.
And I don't have homework, so.
There you go.
Yep.
And then coffee.
I think public hall is my favorite coffee, and then blue stem, and then dusty bookshelf.
Yeah. I would switch blue stem and public hall. So mine would go blue stem, public hall. Dusty.
Yeah.
Dusty's just wasn't as good.
Yeah.
And I know you like the thick consistency.
I like how smooth it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is pretty smooth. Mm-hmm. It is a very smooth, so it's not like a soup or anything either.
Right.
But it's, I don't know. I like less thick.
Yeah.
So that's why I like blue stems, but also I liked that I could taste the espresso, and I liked how well the espresso complemented the oat milk.
Fair.
And public calls did too.
Mm-hmm.
But I just
yep,
not their espresso.
Nice.
Yeah. High school volunteer.
Yeah, I work at the high school, and they didn't give me a real like parking pass.
So you're a volunteer.
They just gave me a volunteer parking pass, but they put a sticker over the volunteer part.
Well, that's trash.
Hurt my feelings a little bit. They just put a sticker over it, and the sticker is peeling off because I've had it for,
and
like...
it's see-through.
Yeah. I'm not a volunteer. The sticker just fell off.
What the crap?
But I've been working there for, like, almost 2 years, and I have not gotten a real parking pass yet. It's okay, though. No.
Good.
Since I work there.
Good.
But people do think that I'm a volunteer. I'm not.
Trash.
My badge also doesn't work to get me into the building.
Trash.
So, all that is really cool for me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Brogan's gonna go to church.
I'm gonna go to church. Hope you enjoyed our coffee shop review.
And I hope you try the coffee shops down in Aggieville.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you which one would be in last place, but we're not going to go there. Thanks for listening. Bye!